This is the All Saints Today podcast, and this is a discussion of issues of today from a biblical standpoint. And today, we have Dr. Vanessa Palmer as our guest, and I'm your host, Pastor Wilbur Allen III. Dr. Vanessa Palmer received a Bachelor of Science in Nursing from Franciscan University in 1987, then earned a master's degree in nursing from Franciscan University in 2001. Dr. Palmer is active in community health and developed a breast care prevention program for Diversity Health Initiative to promote breast cancer prevention in African American women. She received a Doctorate of Nurse Practice degree from Walden University. Dr. Palmer is currently working as a research specialist for the University of Pittsburgh. The research is to understand better how to help African American women living with metastatic breast cancer. Dr. Palmer is active in her church and works in various leadership capacities. Dr. Palmer, we are happy that you are with us today.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Well,
for having me.
Yes, yes. Well, we're going to get right into it. As you know, for basically 2 years, globally, there has been this struggle with COVID-19.
Yes.
And so there's been a lot of misinformation, a lot of truths, a lot of half-truths, just not good, reliable information that is out there for people to depend upon. So one thing that's beginning to come to the surface is this difference between pandemic and endemic. Could you break that out for us?
Certainly. First of all, I want to say, when we think of these terms, epidemic, pandemic, endemic, and even an outbreak, I want to begin with the epidemic, because it is saying it is a disease that affects a large number of people within a community, population, or region. When we speak of pandemic, it is saying that the epidemic has spread over multiple countries and continents. Now, to answer your question, endemic is something that belongs to a particular people or country.
Hmm.
And right now, we are in the phase of this pandemic, living with it as living in an endemic stage, meaning that each particular state is dealing with the virus in a different way. That's why it is in conjunction with that definition, a particular people or country, well, a particular state, and that state has within it confines what is happening with the people living with the disease. When we look at the word term and outbreak, we're speaking about what happens in an endemic phase where people are exposed or have been exposed, that have been even given the vaccination. They have an outbreak because it isn't controlled. And there is the possibility of an epidemic rising.
Well, do you think COVID will ever go away, or will it always be with us?
According to the scientists and what those that are in the research setting, they're telling us that this is not the last. And they're also explaining that we are trying to understand how to be protected and not be overwhelmed and overtaken with these types of illnesses. So it isn't something that we can say it's here today, gone tomorrow. We've already experienced that. For instance, we live each year seasonally with the flu.
That's right. That's right.
You know, so that was introduced in the 1916, 1918.
That's true.
The flu came into being then and killed millions of people. And we are yet today in the 21st century dealing with the flu. And we have medicine to help us so that we aren't overwhelmed and overtaken by the virus. But yet still, it is here.
So we could have, on a seasonal basis, we could be dealing with COVID on some level.
Yes, they do understand. Scientists understand that this is a possibility, a great possibility.
Because I was just looking, you sent me a map earlier today where they broke out the different counties in Ohio.
Yes.
Green, orange, and yellow. And so like
right.
Stark County, where I'm located, of course you are in Steubenville, Ohio, and that's Jefferson County, correct?
Correct.
So here in Stark County, it's considered green, so then indoors it's no longer required to have a mask
on. Yes, and so what they're telling you is that it's green because the number of hospitalizations in your county are down.
Is that reliable?
And so with that
Is that reliable? Is it?
Well, they have to send the information in the hospitals. Yeah. How many people are registered as COVID patients? That's where they're getting this information from the data.
Yeah. Would you recommend that people maybe still should wear a mask just to be on the safe side in certain settings?
Yes, okay. I would. Yeah. Especially if you are going into a setting where it's a large crowd, poor ventilation. Mm-hmm. You have to think about those things. And the length of time spent in that area.
That's true.
And understanding how the virus is spread will help you understand why you need the mask. It's aerosol. Mm-hmm. It's not touching people. Mm-hmm. It's aerosol. So if you're in a small area, poor ventilation, long period of time.
That's true. That's true.
Have more of a risk factor.
You know, they've been talking about this natural immunity. And there's been a lot of question as to, you know, once a person has been infected, like I was infected with COVID in 21, oh, actually December of 2020. How long does that natural immunity last?
Again, scientists are telling us at least 2 to 3 months following a person has had the infection with a moderate or severe COVID infection.
Okay, 2 to 3 months.
Okay, mm-hmm. Yes. But you have to remember what I want to stress. Mm-hmm. Age, comorbidities, immune response are factors that must be factored in. If you are older, which has been said over and over, your risk factor is greater because of comorbidities and also because your immune system isn't as robust as it was when you were younger.
So that's why it's so...
So you...
Go ahead.
Yes. You were going to ask the question.
So that's why it's so critical for folks to receive these vaccinations.
Yes, because they are going to help with our immune system understanding that the body's being attacked and that something has to be done. And so as you get older, that immune system, that T cell and B cell, that's part of the immunity system, may not jump into action readily as opposed to when you were younger. And with the vaccine, it's going to help to charge it so that it will act.
And there's been so much misinformation about the vaccines. And I know they're looking even to the future that there's going to be other booster shots. Do you believe it's critical that people receive booster shots as well?
My understanding on the notion that boosters additional are needed right now, my understanding is that if the person is immunocompromised, for example, cancer patients, for example, persons that have difficulties with responding because their immune system isn't working adequately so that it would be able to ward off the infection. Those persons that are at a higher risk.
I see.
Now, that's my understanding at this point right
okay.
now.
Okay.
Right now.
So it's not necessarily...
Because evidence...
I'm sorry.
Pardon?
So it's not really going to be necessary for the general public to receive additional...
I wouldn't say not necessary. I would say that we'd have to look at the science. Mm-hmm. What we understand right now mm-hmm. is that the vaccines that have been given, that they actually do a work where they charge those T cells, those lymph B cells to wake up. It's time to mm-hmm. work. Let's get going. Mm-hmm. We have to fight. And they are known right now, what we know in science, to do the job. They are effective. But again, if you are immune compromised, that is not a guarantee. And that's why those boosters are spoken about.
Mm. Well, there have been people who have been vaccinated. I know folks were vaccinated, received their booster shots, and they still had a breakthrough infection. What's driving that?
Well, they never said that getting the shots would be 100% that you wouldn't get sick. What they did say, the scientists said, getting the vaccine would mean you have an opportunity to avoid the hospital, going into ICU, or being very sick with the disease. So when you look at, okay, it's 95%, wouldn't you want 95 compared to nothing?
That's right.
Or anything?
That's right.
You have to look at it in those terms. Yes, I've gotten sick, but if I hadn't had my vaccines, I would have been possibly in the hospital. And those are the people that are in the hospital.
Because I know there's a lot of misinformation out
there. In ICU.
Yeah. There's a lot of misinformation out there. Some people are saying that the only people who are getting sick are the ones who have been vaccinated. You know, folks are making those types of statements.
No.
Which I believe isn't.
They may be making them because the information that they're receiving is that people have breakthroughs mm-hmm. and they've had the vaccine. And that, like I said before, was not a guarantee that that would not happen. You know, I want to tell you, as a former school nurse, I had children that received their first dose of the varicella or chickenpox mm-hmm. shot. They didn't get the booster. They got chickenpox. Mm. But it wasn't a severe case of chickenpox.
Oh, that's interesting.
However, if they've gotten the booster, they might have had the opportunity to avoid it altogether. That's why they give children boosters. They get boosters with MMRs, measles, mumps, and rubella. They get boosters with diphtheria, polio, and tetanus. So boosters are not uncommon.
It's so unfortunate because some folks are portraying these additional booster shots as a means for the pharmaceutical companies to make more money. And it's unfortunate that kind of information is out there in the community as well.
Well, if you do not need the vaccine, you will not be given it.
Mm.
You have to go and have your vaccine card with
yes.
you when you go.
Yes.
That's why you have to have it mm-hmm. with you. and they ask you to show me your vaccine card. I mean, I know for a fact I've worked the clinics. And if you do not have it, they'll say, well, we are not going to be able to give you this. We need your card.
Oh, really?
Because that's evident that you've already had one or two. Yes. Wow. That's why you have to have it.
Okay, okay, okay.
So that they'll know that you actually were given a shot.
Mm.
So that you don't do
that's true.
A repeat, a mistake. You have to do that with children, too. You go in. You have to have this information. I've taken kids to the clinic to get their shots. Well, where's your shot record that you had before? I mean, we have to have proof before we give you more medicine. So you just can't go in there and get medicine and you don't have proof that you need, because they will not give it to
you. Am I correct in stating that once you have received your vaccinations, and say, for example, you lose your card, can you go to the health department and get a record of you receiving those vaccinations?
Once you receive a shot, it is entered into a database in Ohio, in any state. It goes into a general database.
Okay.
So that, you know, they can always check.
Okay.
And see, that's why it's futile for people to lie and say, you know, I've had this, and go somewhere where they require you to show it. Mm-hmm. They can do check.
Okay. Okay. Electronically, they can check it.
You know, it's not there.
I ran across this statistic. 56.2% of the population in Ohio is vaccinated. So What's the implications for the future if only 56% of Ohioans have received the vaccine?
So that's where that term endemic comes into play.
Okay.
70% is herd immunity. And what does that mean? That occurs when a large portion of a community has become immune to a disease, making the spread of disease from one person to another unlikely. Even those who have not had it, because herd immunity had the vaccine now, has been in place. Enough people have been protected. So the fact that we're only at 56.2 is the indication that we are living with this, and we have to learn how to live smartly with this virus.
Do you ever think we get to our herd immunity?
As long as we receive erroneous information and it is received as the truth, and people do not practice safely, we are going to be living with it. I hate to say that. I mean,
that's unfortunate.
That's where we are right now. For how long we'll stay in this state, only God knows.
And that's the unfortunate truth.
Because we still have people all over the world. Everyone is in agreement. We see this when we listen to the news. You have celebrities, you have athletes that do not believe that the vaccine is necessary and that they should be allowed to do what they want to do and not get protected. So,
wait, you know, something just crossed my mind, and we're going to conclude, is you look at, we have this pandemic globally. Your response brought this to mind. How will the pandemic play out with this Russian-Ukrainian conflict? How will the people of Ukraine be affected by COVID?
Well, actually, to understand that, you would have to understand their statistics and what they have in place now.
Okay, okay.
So in other words, what I'm saying is, are they a country that have met the requirements to prevent the spread? For instance, like Australia at one time was a country that was listed as, you know, conquering this pandemic, and that they had strict measures under, you know, in control. But when you look at war, those types of measures are no longer in place, because people are not within a setting where you can control them, and they're going into another country. And so right now everything is up in the air, I would say, because it would be difficult to take care of people and make sure that they are COVID safe. If you even look at the information on TV and they're showing them sheltering in like bus terminals and large groups of people are together. Yes. And I didn't see people with masks on as a whole.
That's true.
So.
Well, Dr. Palmer, I want to thank you.
It just perpetuates.
I want to thank you for your time, and this information has been invaluable. And I pray that those who hear this podcast would follow and respond to the information that you have provided. So in closing, please take the steps.
Mm-hmm.
Please take the steps to be vaccinated, and for your sake, for your community, as well as for your family. Blessings to each and to every.
Can I say one thing?
Yes.
You can actually tell your listeners, if they are able, to go to the CDC site to see the new recommendations for mask wearing. And Ohio.gov has that information, and you can actually see the county where you live, how they are categorizing you according to color coding, so that you'll know, yes, I should consider wearing a mask. My county is in red.
Mm.
So that means that when I'm out and about in my county, I need to wear my mask. But Pastor Allen, he's in the green.
Yes. That is so.
So I would say he doesn't have to wear it, but I would say he doesn't have to be as particular as I.
You just brought something. You brought this to mind. So, as you know, my children, they're going to high school. Now, should mm-hmm. they wear their mask to school?
Well, that's interesting, because every district is different. In the district here where I used to work, 2 months ago, I believe it was at least 2 months ago, the superintendent no longer mandated that everyone wore a mask.
Okay.
And masks were still in place by the CDC as goes. You know, wearing a mask, yes, you need it. So I do not know. And your children, is it a mandate at that school?
It's been lifted.
Or optional?
It's been lifted.
Okay, so it's been lifted. So it's up to the individual.
Yeah.
It really is. And the fact that you're in the green is a plus. That's all I can tell you.
Well.
The fact that you're in the green is a plus.
Yeah, that is true.
But that doesn't mean that you shouldn't be careful.
That's right.
COVID measures should still be considered.
That's critical right there.
Practicing safely is wise.
Yes, I agree 100%. Well, Dr. Palmer, thank you very much. And that was some critical information that you made available. And so, please respond, listen, take in Dr. Palmer's information. Blessings to each and to every one of you.